always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the Warrior Don Christian.
And yo, DJ himself, and LIVE from the land of.
That's what's up. So he's out all the way out there in Korea, man. We getting it in today, man. Kingdom 7, who we gonna have on the show, man? Cause I know you've been pushing for me to get this cat on.
Yeah, man. You got a brother out of Louisiana, D Montrell, on the show today.
That's right, we got D Montrell. He's gonna join us, man. He's gonna talk about his testimony. For all those that don't know who D Montrell is, you're gonna find out a little bit about who he is. You're gonna find out his testimony, his ministry, and all of that, man. So y'all don't wanna go anywhere. We're excited to have him on. We're gonna talk. We got some new music from him too, man. He actually is gonna tell y'all how y'all can get that, right, Kingdom? I said we're gonna be able to tell them where they can get that too. I heard that you was on his website and all that.
Yeah, I went on his website, checked out, man. It's a banging website. It was real professionally done, and he doing it good for the kingdom, man. And I'm proud of that.
And that's really what it is, man. So we definitely don't want y'all to go anywhere. Also, today's topic is gonna be on ministry. What is real ministry? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people starting churches, a lot of people, you know, doing music groups, a lot of people doing a lot of things, and they put this word ministry on it. But what really makes it really ministry, man? Kingdom 7, man. What do you think about that topic today? You think we're going to have to go in on that one?
What is a good topic, man? It's a great topic. We can chop it up at the trail. I'm Christian myself, and we're going to get it in and really what it is to have a real ministry.
That's right, man. And we got D Montrell, whose father is a pastor at a big church in New Orleans. He going to tell us the church. He going to tell us all of that. And I'm pretty sure he's going to tell us, enlighten us on what real ministry is all about, man. And that's really what it is. If you got new music that you feel that is worthy to be played on Yada the King Radio, if it's banging, we bang it. But go ahead and send it to music@yadatheking.com. I got this song right here by Chris Lee Cobbins and Pastor 83. This song is called Encore, man. So when it's done, we play it again. Let's get it in on Yada the King.
Had me in a snare, flesh had me beat. Now I only do acapella, his voice totally. See, I was playing the field, what was right, left, center. In the past I was lost, but now I got with the winner. So when I hit the floor, I kill him with my cross now. Since he put me on, to sin I'm forever closed down. Can't believe you dig me, and we fit so perfect. Your love went way beyond the surface, yeah. Cause you gave us all your love, there's no way that I deserve. If you say it, then it's done, cause you got away with words. And I've never seen it done like this, no. And sometimes I don't understand, but Lord, I love the way you do it, do it, do it. I love the way you do it, do it. You deserve a round of applause, boss. You deserve a round of applause, yeah. I love the way you do it. I still can't believe how you got me on lockdown and threw away the key. I should be burning like the summer, 100 degrees. Now I've been seeking you, trying to make you please, no, please.
You see, I can't help it, but I
love the way you do it.
In my heart, you're the bomb.
And I love the way you blew it.
I can't believe you dig me.
And we've been so perfect.
Your love went way beyond the surface, yeah.
Cause you gave us all your love, there's no way that if you say it, then it's done. Unless you got it, and I've never seen you done like this. And sometimes I don't understand it. But Lord, I love the way you do it, do it, do it. I love the way you do it, do it. flaws.
Forgive me if I'm tripping, Father, you're my vacation. That's why I stand on your word, cause you deserve an ovation. And everything you've done needs a reciprocation. Amazing all the wonder you are.
You're so big,
so big,
so bright,
so bright.
How you think and say, ain't he alright? And I love you, every one of your ways.
Amazed at all the wonder you are.
Yes. God. I am. Gotta know who we are in Christ, man. Come on. Yes, sir. We covered in the blood of Jesus. We accepted in the beloved, man. We forgiven. We set free. We delivered from sin. Come on. A new creature in Christ Jesus, man. You got to know who you are once you accept this precious gift. Lightness, but cursed by sin's vice grips. Obtain grace through faith, now I'm righteous. Christ is the pilot, I write the cockpit. Handcuffed to sin, but he came and unlocked it. Now I am free and no longer a hostage. In bondage, involved with the illicit nonsense. I cling to his promise, and though I'm a novice, I try to learn him better like a student in college. The letter he has helped to explain our position. It's more than a title, why we call ourselves Christians. The mission's no different from when he ascended. The difference is we do not grasp what we're given. Fearing our living, question his giftings, lead to wrong decisions. Based on traditions, by fleshly men will leave you lost and drifting. When you purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living. I am redeemed,
I am
set free,
I am
everything that God called me to be. Walking in faith, constantly seek his face. A new creature and them old things have all passed away. Sometimes they stay in my remembrance. I must cast away the thoughts and heavy things on my mind that try to hold some weight. But it's safe in the arms of Christ, so I must try to stay. Choose to stay who you will serve. You're just a prayer away. Heaven's gates are open for all to receive his love today. And us who stray, he forgives again and we repent and stay. From them offenses and sins we are prone to, temptations will come, we must know what we're drawn to. Is it the porn, dude, or alcoholic brews? Even the fast food, a lazy watching the two. Regardless, you must judge you, then come to the one who can set you free and make you justifiable. Reliable, faithful, responsible, he provides the tools. It's up to us to make sure that we get the proper use. I am redeemed,
I am
set free,
I am
everything that God called me to be.
I am.
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet.
Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Dreaming on, dreamer, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
tracks like Money Don't Save featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly, she's so
online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
See Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
Got that soul tight, tight. Time to shift.
To
another level,
and God is active.
Tools up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, see Rob's Crystals Method. Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club with David.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Kingdom 7. And when I'm in the studio with my man Don Christian, I'm with Yada Da King Radio.
Yo, that's the homie J May. DJ Kingdom 7, homie. They actually used to be linked up together in the army and all that, man. But Kingdom 7, man, I got him on the line all the way from Korea, man. Go ahead. Ask Montrell what you ask him, brother.
Yeah, D. Montrell, this is the show that we asked you to get it in and tell your testimony. So let's chop it up, bro.
Oh, goodness. Okay. It'll take me, if I really got into everything and got into all the stories and all the things that I've learned. And it'd take me forever, but I'll do the shortened version for the sake of time. But man, I'm a church boy. I grew up in the church, man. My dad's pastor, been a pastor for about 38 years now. I grew up in the church. I'm 29 years old now. Came up in the church, was a church kid, was in church every Sunday, every Wednesday. Loved it. Learned the Bible at a young age, learned about God at a young age. Just learn all the Bible stories at a young age. And just coming up, man, I'll give you a little gist of when I started singing. You know, I started singing at the age of 13. I mean, I'll give you the story. It really happened. You know, I was singing, and when I was younger, you know, if any singer's younger, they have a high-pitched voice. So, you know, they used to have me singing all these high notes, you know, different things of that nature. And I joined the youth praise team, and I remember this rehearsal like nothing else. This is when it really hit home for me. We were practicing to sing for this event that we were going to. It's a big camp meeting. He's gone home to be with the Lord now, but Brother Kenneth Hagin, he had a big camp meeting. He used to have in Tulsa, Oklahoma every year. And that was my dad's spiritual father. So we were rehearsing to go there, and they were trying to get me to sing a high note. And I was like, man, forget this. I quit. I'm not singing a high note because, you know, that's that foolishness. My throat hurts. You know, and, you know, my mother came in, and she was like, nope. You gonna sing that note. Get your behind up there and sing that note. But dude, I kid you not, I'm up there crying. I'm about 12, 13 years old, bro. Crying. I was mad, but I was singing and hitting that note, bro. But we ended up rehearsing and doing that. We went to the youth event, man. It's about, you know, it's an event for the family, but they used to have a youth event, man. They got, you got, you know, 2,500, 3,000 kids, maybe 4,000 kids there. In the youth meeting. So we're in the talent show. And so, you know, we sang, I don't know if y'all remember the song, What You Looking For, Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
What you looking for? What I know looking it. For? And right. And I had the lead on it, right? So, man, we sang that thing, man, in that youth conference, and the kids went crazy, man. They started yelling, went crazy. We ended up winning the talent show, I guess, when you call it that. And we got a chance to come back and sing that night. And I kid you not, that's when I actually fell in love with actually singing in front of people. I was always a singer, singing in the shower, singing in class, getting in trouble in school for singing. But actually singing, you know, and ministering out to the people, I fell in love with it at that time. It was the screams. It wasn't because of the yells, just because I always was nervous about a lot of stuff like that. But it's just the fact to see how delivering in that manner or ministering in that manner could touch people. And I met a lot of people doing that. So from then, you know, I got in the school, I mean, got in the church choir, got in the school choir also, but I got in the church choir. And I started learning how the anointing actually works. So I wasn't on this thing about, you know, oh, so I got a good voice, so now I need to go do records.
Right.
Oh, so I got a good voice, so now I need to be a singer. I wasn't even on that. I got in the choir at that young age. I kept singing my praise and youth praise team. I got in the choir, and I just was singing. I just was doing. I really didn't know what I had. I didn't know I was a singer or whatever. I was just kind of doing it because I loved it, felt it coming out, and I felt God's anointing on it. And so through the years, just singing so many years in that choir, and I ended up leading songs and, you know, ministering in church through the years, I just started understanding how the anointing works and understanding that I couldn't do it on my own. I had to rely totally on the Holy Spirit. And so to this day, before I get on stage, man, I ask the Holy Spirit, you know, just my own personal prayer, if he don't show up, I don't want to go out there by myself.
Right.
You know, if you're not going to anoint what I'm doing, or you're not going to put your hand on me, then I'm just up here making a bunch of noise.
Right.
And so I started learning the anointing and learning how to flow in the anointing from there. I didn't really start recording and being quote unquote in the studio until I was about 17, 18 years old. That's when I had my first actual recording moment with some homeboys in New Orleans. And after that, I just kind of fell in love with that part of it. But let me take you back. I was always a church boy, church guy, loved God. I was living right, doing the right thing. But it wasn't until I was about, I want to say about 15 or 16, maybe 16 or 17, that I really started getting to the point where I started calling on God and hearing His voice clear for myself.
Yeah.
You know, before then, you know, being under parents that heard from the Lord, you know, you hear Him every now and then, you get a dream every now and then, and you know the right things to do, and you experience God, and you know the anointing. But it's another thing to come and start calling on God for yourself, and start learning how to call on God and meditating and seek God for yourself. And man, I remember, man, I was about 16 or 17 years old, and I just said, man, God, I just want to hear your voice. I want to know who you are. And God started speaking to me, man. I kid you not, my junior and senior year of high school, and this is crazy, man, but well, actually from my sophomore to my senior year of high school, I was traveling with my dad in mission. I'm talking about like nationwide traveling. You know, we were going night after night. And so what I would do is I would go to class, go to school in the morning by 2:30. I'd get in my car, head to the airport, and jump on the plane with my dad, go do what we got to do, fly back late that night, and be back in class the next morning. And so I did that for my sophomore year to my senior year of high school.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy, man. And then my junior and senior of high school, while I'm going to actual high school, I was doing ministry school at the same time. We have a ministry school here at our ministry called Ever Increasing Word Training Center. And it's a 2-year course. It's not you don't get any doctorate or anything definite, but it's just furthering your knowledge in ministry and furthering your knowledge in the things of God. And so I went to that 2-year course. I'm going to, you know, regular high school, traveling, and going to middle school, it was on nights and on Saturday mornings. Now, if you know anything about school, y'all remember school, Saturday morning was the Holy Grail of using school. Like, don't touch my Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Trying to sleep late. Trying to watch cartoons, leave me alone. You know, but I was getting up Saturday morning, every morning, 8 o'clock that morning, going to class 9 to 12 for 2 years, man. And so I graduated high school and ministry school in the same week.
Wow.
My middle school graduation was that Friday. My high school graduation was that Thursday. Let me take you back. I started ministering to our youth and being a youth pastor, man, when I was about 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
The night of my high school graduation, you know how graduations are. Your graduation, you see all your friends and you have a little party at the end.
Yeah.
Remember doing all that. Went to bed that night, man. And I'm trying to say my testimony as as concise as I can. I don't want to make it
you're
too
good.
Long drawn
you're good,
out.
Brother. You good.
But the night of my graduation, bro, and I get touched when I start talking about it, but I remember the night of my graduation, I had a dream that night. And in the dream, I remember being in my sister's, we were in one house at the time, but I remember in the dream, it took me back to our older house. And the way the house was built, it was like one hallway, and then the rooms came off to the side. It was just two rooms. It was a smaller house, kind of like I guess called a shotgun, I don't know what they call it now. And I remember being in my sister's room, and in the normal, when we used to look in the hallway, you can see. You know, even if it was dark, you could still kind of see.
Yeah.
But in the dream, I was in my sister's room, and it was pitch black in the hallway, dude. I'm talking about, like, so black you can cut it with a knife. And I was in the air, something had my feet. Imagine me laying, like imagine me being in the air, face down towards the floor. But I'm in the air, and something had me by my feet, pulling me out into the darkness. And I remember the only other person that was in the room was a guy named Ronald Gauthier, who's our assistant pastor here at our church. And he was holding on to my hands and trying to pull me back into the room. But whatever, out in the darkness in the hall, he was winning. Like, it was pulling. And, man, it got to the point, man, it was pulling me, and I was just about to be taken all the way out of the room into the darkness. And I remember screaming out in the dream, "Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Okay, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do." And when I screamed that, whatever it was in the darkness let me go, and I dropped to the floor.
Wow.
Didn't know what it was. I had a gist, but didn't know what it was. Of course, so next morning I get up, I go talk to my dad, and I'm like, "Hey, Dad, look, you know, I don't know what this is. I had this dream, you know." And he said, "Man, it's the Lord, you know, calling you to ministry. Like, you know, it's time for you to go forward."
Wow.
You know, this is my, I mean, dog, like, God didn't give me no time, but, like, this is the night of my graduation, dude. You know, this is deep. Like, graduation's still fresh on my, like, I'm still fresh to graduation, man.
Yeah.
You know, and he called me that night, man, and from then on, man, I just started being a youth pastor, and age 18, man, I took over our youth group, man.
Dope, man. So we heard his testimony, man, D. Montrell. Look, bro, we're going to go to one of your songs, man, that, like I said, the first song that I heard from you, I take that back. I heard from you from Rick D way back in the day. You actually are on a song.
Yeah, the homie Rick, that's my boy.
Yeah, you was on a song that I produced back with him. I can't even remember what it's called. But we're going to go to your song, Real Love, man. Tell the people a little bit about this before we hop into it.
Real Love, man, when I wrote that song, man, I just wanted to kind of give a mindset to get people back to what real love is. Of course, you know, that's rooted in Jesus Christ, man, and get off of this. They say they're making love music out in the world, but they're just talking about lust and a bunch of foolishness.
Yeah.
And so we just want to bring it back and then be able to two-step with it and feel good with it, man, and just go for it and put the focus back on God.
So y'all know what it is. Yada the King Radio, D. Montrell. Let's get it in, y'all. Don't go nowhere. Real
and sometimes the TV. And everybody say they sing about love. Well, let me say this.
What we need is real love. Got to face love. The kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
The only way I can describe it, open up the book and let me see if I can tell. Let me see what this is saying, so there be no more debate. No, as I'm reading, I don't see nothing but talking down to another. And as I flip the pages over and keep reading, there's some things that I discovered. They say that love is kind, can ease a troubled mind. I know you heard that before. Don't leave, wait, please, there's more. See, I don't see nothing but taking nothing off nobody that don't appreciate you. And if you don't love yourself, don't expect nobody else to do the things for you that you
what
won't
we
do.
What we need is real love, not to fake love. The kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
What we need is real love. It's called a God be love. Same kind of love that comes from above. It's more than just dating, more than just waiting, more than just chasing, more than just gazing into each other's eyes. I'm telling you I tried, but it couldn't hold me, cause it didn't know me. No,
I know
it's gotta be better than this. Who can really love you like this?
No one.
I got somebody better than your list.
No,
so let me introduce you to my best friend in the world.
Hey, Casey,
this is my boy, JC.
JC, this is Casey.
I'm glad that y'all can meet.
Don't forget to chop it up.
Switch numbers, talk it up.
Casey, the for real love.
Love, love,
not to face love. The kind that makes you break up. I'll need you all, love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really cares. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
They got me on my LL tonight, licking my lips and everything. But I don't need love, cause I got love, and his name is Jesus. I know what you need.
What we need is real love.
He came and met me in the places that were dark and low. He said he'd hold me and he'd keep me, never let me go. No need to wonder why he loved me so. That's just the way it is, that's just the way it goes. I didn't earn it, what he did for me, he'll do for you. Did not deserve it, but he's perfect and his love is true. I'm not my own, I shouldn't do the things I ought to do, the things I wouldn't do. That's when he made his move, that's when he gave his proof, that's when he gave his truth, that's when he showed and proved. So now I see the light, and now I see the light. No longer living strife, because I'm living right, because I'm down with Christ. So now I'm down for life, and you'll be down for life. Just give your life to Christ.
There was no kind of cure for my grandma by 16. My grown was full blown, you know what I mean? Gave my ego her own throne, crowned a queen. Hormones out of control, a sex machine. Thought that I was calling the shots, but I forgot that I was going up against the clock. I was gambling with like no more coins for the slot. In other words, I was losing. Caught up in confusion, flatlining until I got that blood transfusion. For Christ and gratitude, I'm his prisoner. Read me my rights, my attitude's a new altitude. I'm in flight since Jehovah's been my captain. We don't reach new heights. He the star of my show, keep his name in lights bright. In the center of my heart, not my own, he owns my soul and all of my body parts. I'm not my own, he owns my soul and all of my body parts.
I'm not my own.
Yes, that was Janelle Coleman featuring Mahogany Jones, called Not My Own, man. And we have an obligation not to just be all about ourselves, man, but since Christ paid for us, we are now his, man. We are his ransom. He paid the ransom. Now we bond servants with him. I got a homie, D. Montrell, who is all about submitting to the Lord, man. He was just talking about one of his favorite stories in the Bible, which is Elisha and Elijah, man, and how they served. And we gotta be more like that, man. But that's a little bit for the latter conversation that we're going to get into, which is what is really ministry about. But D. Montrell, man, we talked a little bit about you as an artist. When would you say that you actually noticed that you could actually, man, hold a note?
Oh, goodness. I guess, you know, I was always singing when I was little in the shower, just things of that matter. But a lot of times you can't tell you can sing until somebody tells you something. You know, most people get up there and start singing the choir, and then they want to jump out and get on stage, and it don't be their thing. So I couldn't come up with it on my own. But coming up as a young man, you know, of course in school, they'd be like, oh, look, you can sing, you got nothing but sing this. You know, and I just realized that I had something there that I guess I could develop on.
Yeah.
You know, I was young, 9 or 10 years old, man.
Now, who's the one that was like, man, D. Montrell, you can sing?
I mean, a lot of times, like, kids in school, man, it didn't really hit home with me, because I'd be like, man, whatever. But it didn't hit home for me, kind of, to like, my parents was like, okay, boy, you can hold a little note, I'll sing this. And so they were having me different worship songs, and it wasn't until then that I really was like, okay, because I know my, you know, if anybody knows anything about my dad, you know, my mom, too, they're not the type of people that are going to be like, oh, that's my baby, he can sing. You know, no, my dad's going to be like, okay, son, you need to go back and regroup. That ain't your calling.
Yeah.
That's how he would answer. That really kind of was like, okay, maybe I do have something.
Right. No, that's really what's up. I think that, you know, a lot of people, as you said, they sugarcoat things. But when you actually find out what God has really called you to be, it makes a huge difference, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to fit in with somebody else or follow somebody else's lead, you got to be who God called you to be. There's a word there, but we ain't going to go there right now, man. Let's see, man. If somebody was trying to catch D. Montrell, where would you most likely be rocking a show at, you know what I'm saying, a ministry engagement, however you word it? Where would they catch D. Montrell at most of the time, man?
Oh, man, I'm probably here at our youth mission. Man, we got a youth mission here called Emergency Revolution. We are stand up if you're listening. But we do something every month. We just came out of a week-long camp meeting, and during our camp meeting, we do a week-long youth conference, and every year I do a concert for them. And then, so a lot of time we do something every month. We call it Emergency Encounters, where we invite a lot of local youth out of different churches and different places in the area, and they come down and we'll, you know, minister to them also in word, but also, you know, sing, perform, however you want to say it, for them too. So that's why I'm doing the most of that, man. But I just kind of take it as they come, man. You know, I've been to a lot of different states this year so far, and we do youth conferences, and I either go preach or I'll go minister in song. Wherever they call, man, I'm going, man. If time allows, schedule allows, and we make it happen, man. So, you know, sometimes people want to see if you want to come, hit me up. I'm always willing to move, man.
Okay, man. So I've seen you. You was at like a wedding, man. It seemed like you might be at a lot of wedding receptions with that Real Love track, man. What's up with that?
Hey, what you talking about, that YouTube video?
Yeah, man.
Actually, that was, you know, people have been asking me to sing at weddings, man. I've actually turned down some weddings, man, because you know somebody's always getting married, and you know you'd be singing every other Saturday. But that was actually one of my homeboys. His mother was celebrating her birthday.
Oh, okay.
And then he rented out this banquet and this big banquet on top of his hotel, and they asked me to come and sing for us. So, you know, we got, you know, tuxedoed up, all James Bond like, you know, put the tuxedos on, and we just had a good time.
Yeah.
Got out there 2 steps for the Lord, man.
Now it looked like you had some twins, man, up there with you, man. Like I was like, you know, I don't drink or nothing like that, but I was like, man, I'm seeing a couple of them right now. Who would have cast rocking with you, man?
man. They were getting me, man. And there's a beautiful thing, bro, about what I like to promote too in my music, is that we can have fun and do it the right way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because the music may be abrasive as far as the sound of it, you know, we have an 808, it may not sound like your knee slap, tip tap, regular church music, it's still, you know, Jesus music.
Can I get an amen?
And we can have fun. And I think us doing that, it relieves us so much and doesn't have the pressure on us that we're not pressured to go out there and do stuff that we shouldn't do.
Right.
We'll go play some music. And I want to promote that to young people too. Let's have fun here. Let's have fun in Jesus' name. Let's have fun at the church building. Let's have fun. Now we get together somewhere, let's have fun with the right type of environment, the right type of music. Because we can have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So who was the other cast that was rocking the tuxedos with you, man?
Yeah, if you're looking at the video, to my left is my younger brother, man. Shout out to Donnell, C. Donnell on Twitter. But he writes a lot with me, and he does a lot of the singing with me too. So wherever I go, he's there singing along. And then if you're looking at the video to the right, matter of fact, the guy to the right, it was his mother's banquet. It was at Jeremiah. We like to call him Photo.
Yeah.
and you know, those are my two guys, man. Two, my two younger brothers. Photo, Jeremiah is not my physical younger brother, but he's just like a younger brother. His dad is submitted to my dad's ministry, so we linked it tight like that. And they were just up there. Actually, they were real talking about to let the cat out the bag. He was lip syncing.
Oh, okay, okay. You know,
he made it look good. My brother was singing.
Yeah.
Well, he was lip-syncing. He wanted to sing, but, you know, I don't believe that that's what God has for him in this life.
Yeah.
So,
hey, it's all good, man. He can still rock with you though, because I mean, y'all was doing the steps and all that, so it was like, man, y'all was having a good time, man. But let me ask you this, man. How did you know you were called to this form of ministry, bro?
Well, I'm a music junkie. If you know anything about me, bro, I'm on music like all the time, bro. Like I got some headphones on. I'm always listening to something. I'm just a music junkie, man. Yeah, I remember coming up, and I'm gonna take you back a little bit. You probably know this. A lot of these new urban Christian music listeners don't know this, man. But I take you back to when Helen Baylor first came out.
Yeah, I know who that is.
And Helen Baylor music was a little different from the other gospel music. But she was really like she had a little faith in there.
Yeah.
So, my dad got saved. You know, my dad used to be got saved in a cold turkey. So. He ain't want nothing to do with the world.
Right.
So if it sounds like it was a full of music, I mean, I'm not having it. You're not playing this in my house. If it sounds like you call it some rap, you know, forget it. Now, I remember when my mother went to a women's conference, and sick with him down there with Dr. Price, Dr. Betty Price. She brought Helen Baylor back. We started listening, and then we had Stephen. I got introduced to Stephen Wiley. And back then, Lee Wilson was doing some gospel rap, too. Like, I introduced those guys, man, and it just kind of struck a chord in me. So when I started making music, I saw the need in our generation for this style of music.
Yeah.
A lot of some people ain't listening to the traditional gospel music. But just be real.
Yeah.
It's not appealing to them. And so I said, well, we can. And then I just started, that's what I can describe it. I felt that type of music coming out of me. Like, I felt that the R&B vibe, the hip-hop vibe, that I felt that's the type of stuff that will come up in my heart and in my mind when it comes down to making music. I got this filter coming out of me that way. And so I just started doing that way and putting that, you know, Christ music on that type of lyric and that type of beat. And I just started going for it, and I started seeing how it affected young people, man. And it just taking off from there.
Yeah. Now that's what's up, man. So look, I'm going to go to a new song I ain't heard from you yet. This is a fresh release. The song is called War Done. Tell us a little bit about this track, man. What's good with this?
Well, it's actually called War. It's called War. The track, when I email the people sometimes, the name that I named it will be the one that comes up. It's called War, man. But the homie Marv from Obese made a shout out to Marv if you listen, man.
Yeah.
But he made the track and he sent it to me. And when he sent it to me, and the beat started knocking. And I was like, whoa. And I'm a type of guy, too, bro. When I write, if you hear a lot of my lyrics, some of my new stuff, whenever I put it out, I can be kind of abrasive at times because I want people to know you know, want a lot of the cats out there in the world that be talking slick about gospel music, or talking slick about Christianity. I be wanting them cats to know that we're not out up in here scared to fight for what we believe for.
Yeah.
You know, and the song says, if I got to go to war, I ain't scared to do it. I hold my head high because if you bring me to it, I know he'll bring me through it. So he can take my life, break it down. Yeah, you can use me. And that's just what it's about. And it's kind of like saying, the first word said, trust me, you don't want to test it. You mess around and get your whole development arrested. So I'm just letting them know, look, we have to go on the wall for Jesus. So, you know, if I got to go to war, we'll do it.
That's right, man. So check it out, man. We're going to hop into this track, War, by the homie D. Montrell on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
And I got the scars, but know that I know he'll bring me through it. Take my life, break it down, yeah, you can use it all. Trust me, you don't wanna test it. Mess around and get your whole development arrested. Or you can learn a lesson. Never put your hands on somebody wearing a blessing. You don't wanna play no games with me. Cause my angel you ain't trying to see. You better ask somebody who I be. I'm a prince and my dad's a king. If I go to war, I ain't scared to do it. Hold my head high, cause if you bring me to it, I'm grown. Bring me through it. My life breaking down, yeah, you can use it. War, and I ain't gotta choose it. Peace in the battle, and I got the scars of moving on. He'll bring me through it. Take my life breaking down, yeah, you can use it all.
I ain't gon' lie to you. If you think I'm scary, you feel it kind of heavy. I ain't what you used to. Think it's time to let you know. Well, let me bring you back down to earth and show you how much I'm really worth, 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 worth. Or I can take you back to my church and show you how we like to put in work, 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 work. I ain't scared to do it. Hold my head high, cause if you bring me to it, I grow. He'll bring me to it. Yeah, you can use it. Ooh, and I ain't gotta choose it. Peace in this battle, and I got the scars of moving on. He'll bring me through it. Take my life, break it down. Yeah, if you can use it.
It's on. I'm about to get in the zone. If you ain't ready, then go home. Maybe this ain't for you. Ooh, it's on. And I'm about to get in the zone. If you ain't ready to go home, maybe this ain't for you. But I gotta do what I gotta do.
I dropped the beat out, cause I got that feeling. But you can put your hands up high to the ceiling. Get some more beats so you know that kick is killing. Feeling like a glass tipped over, now I'm spilling. Back to my point, I'm a decorated soldier. If I can flock the flame, we gon' make this world colder. Can't let my guard down, the war is never over. I'm feeling like a rock on the ledge. Whoa.
If I gotta go to war, I ain't scared to do it. Hold my head high, cause if you bring me to it, I know he'll bring me through it. I'm like, break it down, yeah, you can use it. War, and I ain't gotta choose it. Peace in the battle, and I got the scars of moving. I know he'll bring me through it. Take my life, break it down, yeah, you can use it all.
First place, running with endurance. Every turn, every bend, every straightaway, these balls are turning. Gotta get back on my feet, keep oppressing, lessons learning. But I can't stop on the sharp block. If I drop out, then I know that death is certain. That's curtains, keep swerving, keep moving, and keep averting.
disaster, use discernment. Devil wanna push you in a pit and keep you burning. Brother wanna come and cover the blood, better make a sentiment and put that sin down. Sucker wanna take it but they're never gonna get it, then rip it and they're never gonna put that pin down. Get down, but get up on your feet and beat the enemy. Since it's such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding me. Push it up a notch when they're rotting, when they're dropping for the top 10. But I got them, never taking heed, then I hit you with speed and I'm taking the lead and proceed with caution. Do what you do for the king and the Jews, like teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping a clue so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose, no matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus and his crazy zoo, his grace and his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up, get up.
When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
It's so tough, just to focus, got me going in circles like donuts. Wanna swear, but I don't cuss there with a cold lust. Trusting a God so just. Lift up your face and finish the race. Haste makes waste, man, keep up the pace. At the speed of light, so you beat up the snakes. Play your deck of cards like Jesus the ace. Stay a soldier, for Jehovah, till game over. Changing the quota, Aora, don't let a fold your cobra. All the bow is shown up. I know the goal of the foe is to make you slow your roll. Better take control, save soul, stay on your toes. Follow the Lord everywhere that he goes.
If you fallin', call him, get up and just finish the race.
Otherwise you wasting space, facing mistakes is a great disgrace. It's real in the field, man, the bite in my heels and the vice that kills is a nice appeal. If you go out the route, then you're sick with the wicked and your life gets ill. Look, the Christ to chill.
Do what you do for the king of the Jews, like teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping the clues, so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose, no matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus and his crazy zoo, his grace and his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
If you go with the flow, then you slow in your roll. Put your ducks in a row. You think you control the things that you need in this life to proceed. Results in greed with the girls in the weed. Grown up and you got that dough. Flown out and you doing that show. Made man with a hustling flow. Not knowing in your mind that you're losing your soul. You best believe in God's retrieving all the healing now. Retrace your steps and pack your sin and get to leaving now.
Forsake that thought and serve our God and just receive him now.
Follow that Christ, take up your cross and he will show you how. Mountains will move, your faith is the proof. The spirit of truth is guiding you through. Like Paul, you can say you kept the faith. Like Forrest Gump, you run that race.
We're running, you need endurance. His word is purest assurance. And Jesus will be your current, covered by his insurance.
Finish the race.
Do what you do for the king of the Jews. Like teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping a clue so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose. No matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus and his crazy zoo. His grace and his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In this race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In this race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. It's deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy, Jeeta. And I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles, Burning Up, You Are, Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian.
hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedSouth.com, the online source for all the hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DesertedSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
West Coast Rapper.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
That was the homies JPS from the town. The song is called. What is that song called? Finish the Race. And we got to not only start, but we got to finish, man. Because the race ain't given to the swift nor the strong. But for those that endure to the end, I got D Montrell rocking with me right now. We getting it in with his music and just sharing his testimony and all that, man. And that's really what's good. D Montrell, I got a question, though, man. Today's topic is, what is ministry, man? And before we even get started, I just gonna ask that question straight out. What is ministry?
Ministry is work.
Mm.
The way you spell it is W-R-K. Work. But ministry is just what it is. You know, the word ministry comes from that ministering our passion out. And what you're really doing is just giving the people what God gives you on your heart and putting it out there and doing it for the love of the people. And ministering and putting out the word and the anointing the way it affects people's lives for the better.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what it, you know, so many different ways to define it. If I had to put it that way, that's how I would say it, to better the people, man, it's about the people.
All right, so when we see a lot of people beginning churches and a lot of people starting music careers or they attach the word ministry there. What is something that it? I mean, like, it's kind of like now everybody has a ministry, and everybody's ministry is this, or everybody's ministry is that. But as you said, it's work, and for some people, it might even be their full time jobs and all that. They'll say, "I'm doing full time ministry." But what should we see as a result of that? Is there something that we should see as a result of that? Or if there are artists, is it just selling records? You know what I'm saying? Like, really, what does it mean to be a minister?
And this is one thing, I'm glad you asked that, because this is one thing that I really want to kind of, I hate to use the word, but showcase, but even put out there to people when I promote this next project and we start coming out with new music, because I want people to know, and I explained it to you earlier, like, I let people know that I'm really out here doing ministry, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, this selling records thing, and this that's cool, and praise God for that, man, but we really out here doing it to help people. You know, I'm a minister, too. Like, I'm not talking about, like, a minister of music. Like, I preach. Like, I'm out here ministering. Like, I got young people. I give my number to my whole youth group, dude.
Yeah,
and like they call me, like I'm ministering to people on a constant basis. You know, I'm ministering to other youth groups that are in our, you know, this association that we have associated called the Leroy Thompson Ministerial Association, and it's church from all over the globe. But then it's youth ministry. I'm mentoring. I'm ministering. I'm out here going to school, dude. I'm going to schools and talking to kids, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going out there to perform and, you know, hey, this is what I charge, or can I get these CDs, or can I pull this? No, like, I'm actually doing it for these people, man. Like, I'm out here in these streets doing it. And one of the things that you have to see in ministry is working. You have to see a change taking place. Like, you gotta see the flex. I'm not talking about applause. It's cool for a group of people to applaud you when you come off stage.
Right.
I appreciate that. Praise God for that. And I do the autographs. And I do the photo shoots, different things of that nature, man. But it's all a means of getting the message out further.
Right.
Actually been affected. What affects me the most, man, is when somebody can send me a message or send me an email or send me a Facebook message and say, man, look, what you said really changed my life.
Yeah.
I quit doing this because I saw how you handled it. You know, right. I heard you say this. I never heard it like said before like that. And it made me change. Those are the things that should be happening. It's not just because you got a talent. I read a book a while back. It's called Talent Is Never Enough.
Mm.
And it's not because you're talented. Most people think as soon as you got a voice, now you got to go do records. So now you got to go record. And now you call to the worldwide leadership. You know, I get a good one. There was no reason for somebody to be making records or trying to record an album if you're not serving in the music department at your church.
Wow.
Because you don't even know the first thing about working without without an instant gratification.
Right.
Like, I was doing this without. Like, there wasn't no records, there wasn't no selling records, there wasn't no interviews, dude. Like, I was singing in the choir,
yeah.
Man. And loved it. Ministering to God's people.
Yeah.
Seeing the anointing of God working and it making a change. And so, I mean, it's got to be an effect, man. A lot of people out here that scream about they got ministry, they're really not doing ministry. They're just singing. And they just singing and make a bunch of noise. Excuse me for saying the way, but that's what a lot of them are doing.
So let me ask you this, man. If somebody is even listening right now and they're saying, hey, man, I need to check to make sure I am doing ministry. What are some things that you would say to check for? You said if they're doing music, they should at least learn from being in music ministry at a church. What else would you say are some things to help them make sure that what they really are doing is really ministry?
But there's a scripture in the Bible. A lot of people don't want to hear this. There's a scripture in the Bible, and it's a parable. And the Lord came to this guy that was working this field, and he said, it's been 3 years, and you've been working this field, and ain't nothing happened, ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing got better. He said, cut the tree down. And the guy said, well, let me dig around it one more year, and if it don't bear fruit by then I'll cut it down. And one of the things that ministry has to bear, whatever means of fruit that you want to say, it has to bear fruit, and it has to be making a change. Now, I'm not just talking about somebody patting on your back and telling you did a good job, somebody clapping up because they just like music. Nah, it has to be affecting the lives and making progress. Everything that God has in hand is supposed to make progress. Now, I understand that some progress, you know, God, it takes time to work it out. I keep it. I know how that works. Being in ministry all the time,
yeah.
I know how it works. I'm not where I want to be now musically. You know what I'm saying? But I'm making progress towards it. But as I'm making progress, I'm seeing the effect that it's making around me. And God is constantly showing me that this is what He's calling me to do by providing for what the vision is giving me. You know, provision is nothing but providing for a vision, provision.
Yeah, that's good.
And if you got to put your vision. If God is going to solidify it and show you in a way to show that it's been effective, you just got to know that. You got to pray, talk to the Holy Spirit, and see that, and not be so pride and ego struck that you can't make a change when you need to.
Yeah.
And not be so pride and ego struck that you can say, you know what, that wasn't my thing, I missed it for a little while.
Right.
Well, that might have just been the season. You see what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's, I mean, what you're saying is real good stuff. I mean, like, if somebody is, let me see. No, I think what you said was real good, man. Bearing fruit. Make sure you're bearing fruit, man. If you're not bearing fruit, it could be for just, you know what I'm saying, applause. And sometimes we really got to be praying about what we do, because sometimes God called us to a ministry and we were in that vein for a while, but now God's calling us to something else and saying, hey, it's time to move on, you know. But we're like, no, I'm finally good at this though, God. This is, you told me to do this, so let's get it in. But God, you know, you got to be constantly in prayer and make sure what you're doing is what God called you to do. D. Montrell, man, you got a new joint that just came out called Love Shades. Now let me ask you this, man. Is this a response to Becca Shea's Love Glasses, man?
Man, that's my first time actually hearing about this song.
Okay.
I love that. I never heard of it before. That's my first time hearing it, dude. Okay. I just kind of wrote Love Shades. It came up in my heart one day. And really what it was saying was just kind of looking at the world the way God sees it.
Wow.
And just looking, you know, the song's in the kitchen, in the streets, my love shades on, looking at everybody like I already know them.
Yeah.
And not looking from a judgmental eye, not trying to find the wrong, but always trying to find the good in the situation and loving too. Man, if we saw more people like God sees them, and if we look like that, man, we get a lot more ministry done, bro.
Come on.
So that's what it is. I just released it a couple of days ago. You know, the giveaway online, man. It sounds like a real slow jam R&B track, man, but there's a message behind it. Catch me in the streets. I'm a love shades on. So don't expect me to pop off if you do me wrong.
Right.
Because I'm looking at you through love, forgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's good stuff, man. So let's hop into that. Oh, yeah, to the King Radio. Don't go nowhere. Love Shades.
Beautiful day in my neighborhood. Sunshine and bright on my skin, it feels so good. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Feels like utopia, one of those things that you pray for. And I'm so thankful, ever so grateful. It's so surreal to me, yeah. But it's more about how I see, yeah. Shades on, looking at everybody like I already know. People walk up and they say hi, and everybody knows. Working on everything that's in the way to get to their home. So you can catch me in the streets with my love shades on. People be wondering why I gotta sing my song. Cause I ain't trying to judge you. All I wanna do is love from. I said I just wanna love from. Catch me with the love shades on. Hey, it's alright. See, I know they got problems. I don't really, 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 really wanna bother the process. Love do its work. If you can only be patient, love won't long keep you waiting. Let love do its work. And I said it twice cause I really mean it. 143 and 01 defeated. Yeah, I said 143 and 01 defeated. Catch me in the streets with my love shades on. Catch me with my love shades on. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades on. Everybody say, catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades on. Catch me with my love shades. Catch me with my love shades. Oh.
Cross, man. Your boy Lee Sun was gracious enough to invite me on the track. So I just want to encourage all those who don't know Christ to come to him. If anything, you should run to him. He's waiting with open arms. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, is that you in the car? Just got the CD ripped off the plastic, can't wait to blast it. New system in the back of your hatchback. On the way to school, throw it in your backpack. Now that's you on a fast track, trying to go where the catch is at. Somebody told you about this rap cat, said I was dope, was at a show y'all was rapping at, and rap so passionate. So he gave you my CD and started laughing at.
Wait, did you say this was gospel? Where the trash can at? Come on now, you know I don't listen to gospel rap.
Did I just make it out of your trash bag? Is that you in the back of the passenger seat while your man is driving, is playing his beats? All of a sudden you hear sort of an interruption. Lend me your ears, it's sort of an introduction. Trying to front like you gun-ho, about the one that's in his son, bro. This ain't an act we putting on like some folks, only so we can come up short like a pair of umbros. Now tell me what you come for. Did you come for the fun of it or come for to see the heat on display like a gun show? But this is the way, this just one flow. And I don't care if it's one soul. Is anybody out there ready to run home? Y'all ready to rock steady with the 1-2? Come to get to know the one you can run to. And that's Jesus the same, talked about in Ephesians. Same that walked on water in front of Peter. Same that beat death scene in front of his people. This is your chance, are you ready to receive him?
Instead of trying to run from Christ, that's when you come to light. As for me, I was saved by the bell. Set free, I jet ski, so I wave by the hell. It's a must that I take time and tell, so you all know. Not trying to make a scene like Geraldo. Heaven was created with the hope that we all go. Although living without Christ and you fall low, I was headed for that smoke like Marlboro. God taught me never worry about tomorrow. He took me from my sorrow. But the grace that he gave, it's not something that I borrow. When it comes to your life, don't waste it. Cause once it's gone, you can never replace it. I'm giving you the basics, with the hopes that you will come to the Christ who was gracious.
Yo, that's the homie Lee Sun featuring Eric Cross. The song was called This Is Your Chance. And y'all know what it is, man. It's the Out of the King Radio. We getting it in with the homie D Montrell. Just chopping it up. Just, you know, talking a lot of things. We talked about ministry and some of the things that we must do. Number one, if you're under a ministry, be submitted to what they're saying. You know, don't just be out there trying to do your own thing. That's not ministry. That's your thing. You know what I'm saying? So, D Montrell, man, for all those that haven't picked up the standard yet, which I would say is a banging project, you're gonna wanna go get this. You got the song Real Love, you got the that's the jam right there, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else? What other tracks you got on there, man? I mean, you got a lot of tracks on there. It's like about 20 songs on the project, right?
Yeah, 18 of them, man.
Okay, so it's called The Standard. Tell them a little bit about this project, where they can go pick that up at, and any news or upcoming events that you got coming on.
Yeah, man, The Standard, you can go get it on iTunes, man. Actually, it's digitally distributed everywhere, so you can get it on iTunes, on Amazon, wherever you want to get it from. Just Google it. You can Google D Montrell, D period Montrell. Google The Standard, it'll come up. You can get it on my website. It's dmontrell.com or cthestandard.com. It takes you to the same place. You can go there and get it, man. I got The Real Love. I got a new single out called He Can Do It. It's out there. I just put Love Shades out. One of the things I want to shout out, too, is I'm just starting this. You know, most people start their fan clubs, but I don't really like that because fan club, a fan is short for a fanatic. I don't want anybody to be fanatic about me. I want people to love what I do and stick with me in this mission. So, you know, I started, it's called the Citizens of Love. It's something like a fan club, but it's just kind of a group of us getting together. If you appreciate my ministry, appreciate what I'm doing, you know, you can join it. I give a lot of giveaways, a lot of specials, and let them know where I'm going to be at. You know, it's real simple. Right now, we're just doing it with the phone text message thing. You can join the phone group. And, of course, later on, we're going to have a lot of good stuff online for them. But if you just text the word, the letter DMCOL, in one word, DMCOL, to the number 41411, you can go there. It'll greet you and tell you what we're all about. And it'll send you a message back, and then I can be able to text message, you know, everybody that's on that list and let them know what's coming up and different things we got going on. Oh. I'm working on a new project. I have no idea what the name of it is yet, but God does, so he'll tell me when he's ready. I got plenty of music, man. I'm just trying to push this love to the next level, man, and let people know that we got to love people more, see people through God's eyes, and just love them into the kingdom and not judge them into the kingdom and not condemn them into the kingdom. And that's just me, man. I mean, I'm all over. You can find me on Twitter, DM Loves You. The letter DM, LOVESYOU. That's my Twitter name. I'm on Facebook, D Montrell Thompson. You Google me, you see me on YouTube. I'm just out here, man. I'm a friendly guy. You message me, I'm going to answer back. I mean, that's just me, man. And, you know, just go search me on iTunes. I got a lot of music on there, a lot of good music. Whatever you don't like, don't buy it. But I hope that you like it and go ahead and get it. And just go for it, man. Pray for me. Everybody listen, please pray for me. Keep me in your prayers.
Yeah.
We got a lot of big stuff coming up. We got a lot of things that we're planning on doing that may be rather unconventional. Maybe a little different, man. But we're just trying to push this gospel out there and reach people, man.
Now, that's good stuff, man. So y'all go check him out, dmontrell.com as well. And you guys will definitely want to get it in, man. Let's pray for him. As he said, man, I always, when people say, pray for me, I always want to just do it right then and there so we don't forget. Heavenly Father, we just pray, dear God, for D. Montrell and his ministry, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would continue to allow people to be impacted, changed. Allow him to hear your voice, dear God, on the directions that he should go. Tell him the places that he should go and the places he shouldn't go, dear God. We pray for a hedge of protection around him. We pray for him and his church family, dear God, that you would allow them to continue to stir men and women closer to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. I take that in, too, bro.
Man, that's real talk, man. So, D. Montrell, any shout-outs you want to give out to anybody, man?
Well, God, let me say it quick. I want to give a shout-out to my G.O. family, my God of Name Records family, my manager, Brittany Allen. Shout-out to Brittany. Everybody else from G.O. Shout-out to Marv from OB. Shout-out to Sean Andrews, my producer. Shout-out to Jordan Armstrong. Shout-out to Jared Ford. Shout-out to... Come on, Big Ram, my homie Big Ram, shout out to him. Just shout out to everybody that has something to do. Shout out to my mom and my dad, Dr. Thompson, and my mother, my family, all my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
You know, my church, Real Life Christian Center, shout out to all them guys. My youth group, Immersion Revolution, shout out to all them, man. I love everybody.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, hey.
Shout out to Yana the King, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you coming on, man, and we pray that you have a blessed day, man, and hopefully y'all get a little cold front for a little bit.
That's something, man. We need to the breeze. Just send a fresh wind, Lord, please.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a blessed night, brother.
All right, bro. You too, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Life. Yo, that was awesome. Getting in with D Montrell. Let's go into this song right here. Know Him on Yada the King Radio. Bye. That's right. Y'all know who it is. Level 316. Let's go.
I thought you can know him like I know him. In my heart, I hold him. Shows me love and affection. He's my protection. He's such a blessing.
Son of God, heaven died, bread of life, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, I really hope you hear it.
Just introducing
Jesus. First question I am requesting, do you know the Lord Christ as your best friend? John 15, I'm more than a servant, I'm just commenting. How he brought me in, Colossians 2, he bought me sins. Yes, now I'm free up in the Savior. Following that light got me looking in a manger. To be wise, I'm lifting up my eyes, cause he's sitting next to God who I'm trying to make famous. Just wanna make him famous. Nothing you can do, even Obama couldn't change this. And he's the God of ages. He gives life without you entering them cages, man. Do you read the pages? If you do, tell me what scripture is your favorite. Could it be John 3:16? Let me know something, homie, I'm listening. Mine's Matthew 6, the whole passage. Tattoo sticks to my heart, reside where my treasure is God. I try to bring him pleasure. His rod and staff give me comfort, knowing I'm insured for life, bumper to bumper.
You can know him like I know him.
Yeah.
In my heart I hold
him. Where I hold
shows
him.
Me love and affection. Uh-huh. He's my protection. He's such a blessing.
That's right.
He is.
Son of God.
He is.
The heaven died.
He is.
The bread of life.
He is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. I really hope you hear it.
Yo,
you can know God just like I know him. You ain't gotta be rich or well spoken. You ain't gotta dress up for him to notice you. He wants you broken. He's knocking at the door. All you gotta do is open up. See, me and God used to be rivals. I used to be embarrassed to even carry a Bible out in public. I know it sounds crazy. That's the way I was, but now look at how he changed me. I used to hate going up in church, trying to comprehend but couldn't understand a word that he was saying. So I started praying. Was it me or did this man speak a foreign language? But yet again, that's where I was at. But look at how the Lord can come through and fix a flash. He fixed me up and sent me off with the truth. He changed me and he can do the same thing for you.
You can know him like I know him. In my heart I hold him. Shows me love and affection. He's my protection. He's such a blessing. He
the
is.
Son of God.
He is.
Heaven died.
He
the bread
is.
Of life.
He
Jesus Christ.
He
the Holy
is.
Spirit. I really hope you hear it.
I'm just introducing
Jesus.
You see the way that I'm living. Cause I rep Christ and I know what you're thinking.
That's really different. Don't really get it. I can never be like that.
Still wondering,
is it really real? Cause I'm struggling.
Things could be so much better. Let me introduce you. Maybe you know a lot about him, but you're still living life with living life without him. Giving up, just surrender. Once you let go, your desire to know will grow.
Got that vision blur, you know what I mean? Issue that 2020. Let go. Let go, let go, let go, let go.
New
world thinks we look good, but I beg to differ. Yeah. The camera was out of focus. Go and take another picture. See, we want a Twitter.
What?
You should reconsider that the importance of saving souls is a little bigger.
Yeah.
If we were focused on the war, we would stay put. But instead, we'd rather check our status up on Facebook. Plus, I'm MySpace. People will die and spend eternity in hell if they don't receive God's grace. This ain't poker, but man, that's some high stakes. I'm giving you spiritual meat. This is a hot steak.
Yeah.
It's kinda hard to feed ya.
Okay.
We should be doing missions,
huh?
Not chilling on the beach sipping margaritas. Now you can take it or act like you ain't hear it. Regardless of what you say, we should be walking in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Instead of worrying about ourselves, we should be witnessing.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't focused on no more. Nah, we just kicking it.
We be focused on the internet instead of maturing. We be worried about our kids, worried about a tour bus. But will we really rap a guy without a tour bus? Without a video, without a hot single, without a green room to sit back and pop Pringles. Take away the large crowd, break down a big stage. The 4-digit love gift. What if you don't get paid? Will you minister, or will you fizzle out? The focus of our heart is what this song is really about. So we must die to flesh and let the spirit breathe, and analyze our raps and recognize we sowing seeds. Them seeds of life, we should be sowing Christ. We should be sowing the truth, whether or not we rocking ice. We should be sowing the word every time we get down. If I focus on fame,
we make the grip down.
Vision blurred, it's time we clear it up. We claim we preaching truth, but they ain't hearing us. It's war going on, but it's like we ain't racing. But we ain't focused, cause our attention in other places. We think it's all good, so dawg, let me speak on this. Your cousin on they way to hell, you act like you ain't seeing it. Your neighbor on they way to hell, but you ain't believing it. Somebody go and preach the truth, cause they ain't receiving it. This ain't one of them songs that make you feel good. Cause Jesus had to suffer hard on that real wood. He got his flesh ripped, he got his face beat, and he ain't take that so you could chill in your love seat. So get your lazy self up so you can preach the word. Your job, your school's in the hood, even the birds. Everybody to pray until they get a heart change. Only way that happens is if they hear the Savior reign.
Man, I really like that track, man. That's the homie, The Messenger, featuring C. Micah and Adelib. And the song is called We Ain't Focused. And we just got to make sure we focused on the right things, man. We got the topic of the day is ministry. A lot of times we, even as artists or ministers, can get caught up in things that we feel is ministry, but God is like, nah, that's you're missing the point, man. I think really when it comes down to ministry, we have to look at what actually makes ministry. You know what I'm saying? Is it me picking something that I'm good at and saying, hey, I wanna do this, I wanna do that, I'm good at this, so let me just use it for God. This is actually what I want to say, man. I was preaching one time, and there was a quote, there was a scripture that I read, and it was talking about doing things for God is not doing the same thing that God is asking you to do. A A lot of us can say, I'm going to do this for you, God. Hey, God, man, this is good stuff. Lord, I'm going to do this unto you, man, and this is what I want to bring to you. And what you're doing is you're doing the same thing that Cain did when he came and brought the sacrifice of the fruit. Now, it wasn't that Cain had bad fruits and all that. It just wasn't the sacrifice that God had required from them. And a lot of times we, as we're doing ministry, sometimes people begin to give God what they feel they're good at. They give God the things that they enjoy doing, and really it's not ministry. It's your thing. It's your will. And that's another thing, when you're doing ministry, it cannot be your will. It has to be what God's will is. And I believe that a lot of us are learning this. And I would say this, man, even when you're doing something that you're good at, God can use that for ministry. But you have to make sure the ministry is the forefront of what you do. D. Montrell was talking about people do things for applause. If you're doing it for applause, then you're trying to really, without saying it, you're trying to take the applause away from God. You're trying to take his glory. You're trying to take his fame. You're trying to take his whatever. And that what you're doing is no different than the devil. You know what I'm saying? That's why we see people in ministry that have pride. We see people that get caught up in just some of the things of the world. And, you know, I've had people say, hey, man, when they first started, they had a heart of God. But when they got all these things, they kind of lost the heart of God. But I would say this, man, you got to really make sure you're being led by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit is crucial in ministry. Let me say it like this. It's so crucial that if you don't have the Holy Spirit when you're going and doing ministry, the enemy will attack you. And not only will he attack you, he'll whoop the crap out of you. You know what I'm saying? And forgive me if you think that's... He'll whoop you, all right? we see it in the scriptures where there was some people that... And I think I've alluded to this before. There were some people in the Bible that went to try to go cast demons out of people. Which is ministry. They went and was like, man, we saw Paul and them guys do it. Man, we could do it too. So they ran and was like, yo, let's go try to do this. And lo and behold, they got out there and, man, they got beat down. The enemy, the demonic spirit spoke to them and said, Paul, we know, you know what I'm saying? Peter, we know, but who are you? Because without the Holy Spirit, you don't have power, man. And I'm actually doing a series on power at my church right now. Just talking about the different things that release the power in our lives. The first part of the series was the Word of God, how we receive power from that. If you want to check that out, go to newcreationwa.org. It'll be up there, man. And I just want to say, man, make sure what you're doing is really ministry. If it's not, just take time out. Just ask God, what do you really want me to do, man? And make sure you see the fruit, just like D. Montrell said. It's Yada the King Radio. Your boy, the warrior, Don Christian. I'm out. Hey, I salute.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King. Do you?